This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. I'm so happy to be with you today. I certainly am. It is the day the Lord has made, and you know what we like to do around here. We like to rejoice, and we like to be glad in it because it's filled with blessings. And we open our hearts and our minds and our souls to receive every spiritual blessing in the heavens that the Lord wants for us to receive. So I am encouraging you to do that. No matter what is happening in your day-to-day, open your heart to the Lord. You know, oftentimes we have reversals in life, and we have disappointments that happen, and we have situations and circumstances that occur that we never planned for. But in the midst of it all is God. And if we keep our eyes open, the eyes of our soul and our heart open to that reality, we're going to find him with us. That's what Jesus tells us, that he's always with us, that he doesn't leave us. And we have that beautiful assurance from Jeremiah 29, verse 11 and 13 through 13, where he said, the prophet says, speaking for the Lord, you know, I know well the plans I have in mind for you, plans for your welfare, not your woe, plans for a future full of hope. If you seek me, if you look for me, you will find me with you, says the Lord, and I will change your lot. And that's what the Lord wants to do. He wants to change it, sometimes not by changing the circumstance or the situation, but by showing you the grace that is there for you in that circumstance or situation, no matter how you are evaluating it, right? No matter which side of the register you would put it on, in the pro con or the plus column, right? It doesn't really matter. The Lord is there. He's going to do something tremendous in and through it. And you just hold on to that. And I'll tell you what, when you hold on to that with faith, hope, and love of God, gee whizzikers, he does really, really terrific things. And he's going to do a terrific thing in just a few minutes here, because it's Wednesday. And you know what Wednesday is right here on Women of Grace Live? It is a wacky Wednesday with the two wacky women of Wackadoodle Wednesday. I am here. Sue Brinkman is in the wings waiting, and she's going to be with us after this first break. And we are going to talk about all of the strange things going on that we see happening within the culture, especially as it applies to our relationship with God. You know, all of the ways in which the evil one wants to lead us away from the light of truth, take us into the darkness, you know, the corners in the alleys where the evil one likes to lurk. That's where this culture is pointing us to go. And we know we're never going to find happiness there. And let me tell you what, you know, in light of what we were just talking about a moment ago, you are not going to find the solution to your problems there. You're not going to find it in the occult. You're not going to find it in the New Age. You know, you're not going to find it in false religions. You're not. You're going to only find it in our Lord Jesus Christ, who tells us, identifies for us exactly who he is. He tells us he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. So he's going to take you to that which you seek. He's going to take you to the fullness of all desire. He's going to take you to heaven itself, and not just when you die, but he's going to take you to heaven now. Because if you are in a state of grace, heaven resides in you, and Jesus will show you how to mine that treasury of grace within you so that you might experience his abundant life, live that abundant life, and share that abundant life with others. That's what we're about right here on Women of Grace Live. Do give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having that holy conversation with you. And let me tell you, it's not too early to call in with your questions for Sue. It is not too early, because oftentimes we are stacked up and we can't get to everybody, and we don't want that to happen. So I am encouraging you to get in there now. 833-288-3986. Matthew Gabensky is at the ready. He is indeed. He is eager to take your call. We love keeping the man busy, so let's keep him busy together. Give him a call. 833-288-3986, 833-288-EWTN. That's if you're in North America, and do know it's a toll-free number if you're in North America. Outside of North America, we've got a number for you, too. It's country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. 2985. Use that number if you're outside of North America. We're also available for you as well by texting. You can text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Tell us who you are, where you are, how you're listening. Put in your question or comment. Know that message and data rates may apply if you use that option. And yet another way, just get out there to social media. Go to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Use the chat feature there. Put in your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. We're going to get it retrieved up on the board, and Sue and I will be able to address it. Now, it's Pedro Quiles that does the retrieving. Yes, he's our golden retriever. He gets out there, and he gets the job done. So make him busy, too. Leave us some questions or comments right there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page. Matthew Gubensky, again, answering the phones. And the one and only lovely and beautiful Vanessa Sanchez, right there in the studio at EWTN, who is making this show happen today. She's always so good, you know. I'm telling you what, it's just a whole lot of fun to work with Vanessa and with Matthew and with Pedro. And I'll tell you what makes it even more fun. When you join us, oh golly gee, we really, really like that. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Do want to encourage you also to get out there to Women of Grace. That's our website, womenofgrace.com specifically is the way in which you get there. Go on out there and see what is going on. We've got a lot going on. We're very busy people. Yes, we are. We are always doing something. And we've got all kinds of great things coming up for you in the very near future. We want you to attend one of our events that's coming up. You will enjoy them, whether it is one of our conferences or one of our retreats, whether it's a Women of Grace Day being held at a parish. We're going to be happening at a few of those as we move through this year a little bit. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in all of these locations. So you're going to want to get out there and stay tuned to our events page. You can access it a couple of different ways. You can find out what is going on. And we want for you to join us at these various sundry events. Also, I want to call your attention to the study information. Now, we have so many Women of Grace studies that are going on that we can't list those all in the events section. We save that events section for, you know, larger kinds of things, bigger gatherings. But for the places where we are holding these various studies, you want to click on study information, and it says find a study group, and you can click there. If you're leading a study group, we sure do want to know about that. It has an option for you to register your study group. Why do we do that? Well, because oftentimes women are consulting this section of our site to see where they can attend a study. And if you're showing that your study is going to be coming up or it's available, even if it's in progress right now, the benefit is that they know that you are offering them, and they can click on that and see where you're located and hopefully get in touch with you so that they can do something with you in the future. So do be sure to register your study group for us. If you want to find a study group, get on out there and take a look. We have several that are underway right now. But in addition to that, we have several of them that are beginning in January. We've got some coming up even before that in November. You can find them all right out there at our website, womenofgrace.com. When you go out there, spend some time. Go around. Look at all of the resources that we do have available for you there. And I want for you to participate in all of those good things that we do have available for you so that you can live the abundant life of our Lord Jesus Christ and share it with others. All right, we're going to that break. When we come back, Sue Brinkman is going to be with us on this wacky Wednesday. So stay tuned. 833-288-EWTN. Call us, call us, call us. Gracious sakes, you hear that music, and it is the alerting music that today is Wacky Wednesday, where we talk about the very strange things that we see happening in the culture. I guess the strangest thing that we see happening in the culture is the way that people are flocking to pseudo-religions, you know, whether it's the pseudo-religion of the occult, or it's the pseudo-religion of the New Age, or one of the other pagan religions of antiquity that people are finding themselves going to. And we like to uncover these things for you. We want to talk about them because because we don't want you to be hoodwinked. We don't want you to through ignorance, find yourself in a real spiritual mess because of them. Sue Brinkman is our New Age researcher for Women of Grace. Her blog is always available for you out there at womenofgrace.com. Our website, just go out there, click on blog. Our Grace lines come up there, but so do Sue's articles. If you want to get to her articles specifically, we've got a direct route for you to do that. It's newage.womenofgrace.com. In addition to all of that, in our library, you're going to see that Sue has podcasts on the same types of topics that she talks about in her blog. We invite you to go out and use that resource. And I can tell you, people from all over the world access this particular area on our website. And it's because this is not simply a problem that we have here in the culture of the United States, but throughout Western civilization, this is prevalent. And people all of the time are finding themselves in miserable straits because of it. So we're going to be talking about all of that in just a moment when I bring her on. But I first want to send out congratulations to another EWTN radio partner. Yes, I do. It's so exciting. Divine Mercy Radio has two stations, one in Raleigh and one in Durham in North Carolina. And they are celebrating 10 years with us today. So congratulations to all of you at Divine Mercy Radio right there in Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina. Congrats to you in a special way, Melissa Savage, and all of your team who make this happen. And two, to all of you listeners who support them so that they can continue their mission to you. Yeah. Isn't it lovely when you participate in the mission that is feeding you and helping you to live that abundant life in our Lord Jesus Christ? And you have that opportunity, every single one of you listening to us by way of an affiliate, by way of one of our radio partners, you have that opportunity to support your local station that is bringing you this good news. So we invite you to do that. And again, congrats to you, Melissa Savage. Thanks for carrying Women of Grace live in our on-air time slot, Divine Mercy Radio in Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina. Yay, yay, yay. Well, good morning to you, Sue.
Good morning, my fellow wacky women of Wacky Wednesday.
I know. It's so much fun. And it's not really fun in the sense of topic, but it is fun to be on the air with you.
It is fun. Always fun to be on the air with you too, my friend. Yeah, I don't know how we ended up here, but we're here.
Well, here we are. Well, I want to tell you, before we get into the dark topic, I want to talk about something of great light that's been a great light for numbers of years, and that is today's saint. And today is the feast day of Saint Teresa of Avila. Many of you will know that she is the reformer of the Carmelite order, but this goes way, way back now, you know, hundreds of years. What a great woman she is, and she happens to be Sue's big spiritual mama, because Sue is a third order Carmelite. So I want to send out congratulations to everyone who is a member of the Carmelite order, whether you are a religious in professed vows or whether you are a third order in professed vows or promises. We are delighted for you today on the feast of this great saint. And we at Women of Grace love Saint Teresa of Avila, and we love all of the Carmelites. As a matter of fact, we like to say that it probably is the base spirituality of our efforts here, and we hold a special place in our heart for Saint Teresa of Avila. So happy feast day to you, Sue.
Oh, thank you so much. I love Teresa of Avila. She just had such a practical bend to her that I love, that makes her very relatable to women. You know, she always complained that all she really wanted to do was pray, and the Lord had her do all these different jobs. And she was one of those saints that she spoke very frankly to the Lord. And one time, I remember, this is a funny story about her, when her carriage, she got bumped out of the carriage and fell into a stream. And she looked up at the Lord and she said, "This is why you don't have that many friends." She's
well, you know,
I mean, she knew how to talk to, she just spoke to him from her heart. And that teaches us so much about prayer. You should really just be one-on-one with him and just talk to him. Tell him how you feel. He already knows it, but you're sharing it with him makes you get closer to him. She teaches so much about prayer, Johnette. Yeah. She really does. She wrote the book on that.
Oh, she did, you know, and that book is used. And the interesting thing, you know, and here's one of the things that I think it's important to mention. There's not really rivalries within these religious orders, you know. And I know so many Dominicans, and I know so many Franciscans, and I know so many from so many different orders that use the writings of St. Teresa of Avila to teach their postulants and their novices by way of this great teacher of prayer. I mean, she is the one who helps for us to enter deeply into contemplative prayer, explaining to us what that is and what it isn't. And you mentioned her sense of humor. God gave her that sense of humor, and she was a very funny woman. She was a tease. You know, I don't know if she was a prankster, but she certainly was a tease. And when you look at the great saints, Sue, they were not dour people. They were not devoid of humor. You know, we often think that they had no humor. And some of them, you know, some of them, their temperament didn't lend itself to hearty har har, but still in that, you know, they thought they were pretty funny in the sense that, you know, they thought it was funny that they were even striving for holiness because they saw the misery of their own situation. But the fact of the matter is, you know, everyone who knows the Lord has that fruit of joy, because it just comes. It's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It comes by way of knowledge of God, and, you know, and they all have it.
That's right. That's right. They say the closer you get to God, the more human you become and the more of yourself you discover. And that is so true. And she teaches that so well about, you know, recollection of self and self-knowledge, which is so, so important to all of us to really figure out who we really are. And once you do come into union with God, you're not some, you know, person out on the margins of life, you know, sitting there staring at heaven all day. You are very engaged in the world and in life. He wants it to be that way. And you look at her, how powerful her interior life was, and yet there she was during the day having to find the money to found her foundations and to fund things, to get the sisters together for it, to have everything approved by the church. I mean, she was very, very busy, and she had to travel all over Spain doing this. So she was a very realistic saint, but she had that mystical side to her that was just such, you could really see the hand of God in that. Only God could put those two together in a person that turned out like Teresa of Avila. Only he could have done that.
She is the unrepeatable daughter of the Most High God. And everybody listening today is an unrepeatable son or unrepeatable daughter of the Most High God. There's never going to be another you. There isn't. And how special that is, you know, how special that is to know about ourselves, that God so loved us that he made us unique unto ourselves. But boy, does he want us to come to the fullness of ourselves. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because prayer helps us to do that. It certainly does. Well, we've got phone lines that are lit up already, and we don't want to frustrate our callers, but we do have a topic that we want to touch on before we go to the phone line. So I'm going to ask you all, please, please, please do not hang up on us. We're coming right to you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us here on Women of Grace Live. We love having that holy conversation with you. And let me just say this, you know, we want to answer your questions. We certainly do. You can also leave your question for us or your comment at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page. Just use the chat feature there. Don't forget to tell us who you are, how you're listening, and where you are. Also, text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Know that message and data rates may apply, but we will get it retrieved up on the board, and we'll have a happy time together here on the earth. So, all of that being said, Sue, we're going to be talking about the K-pop demons that are hunter. Just hunters. They're hunters. I think there's demons behind them, though. But all of that being said, this is the rage. And it's really concerning because a lot of parents just are kind of letting their kids get mixed up in all this stuff.
Oh, my gosh. It's sad. It's very sad. I mean, this is really 325 million downloads on Netflix. It's one of the most popular film ever. As far as downloads are concerned. So, but here's the basic premise of this movie, K-pop Demon Hunters. Because I think if you see this, you're going to see the whole problem with it, just in the premise. It's about three women, and they form this singing band to fight demons with the magical power of their singing voices. This is an animated film now. And this magical power of their singing voices is a belief of Korean shamanism. And one of these women singers is a half demon named Rumi, and she's always hiding this truth about herself. The devil responds to, you know, the work that they're doing here, this by forming a boy band to fight with their voices. They want to fight back against the demon hunters. And one of these is named Junie. Now, here's Junie's story. He sold his soul to the devil 100 years ago in exchange for a beautiful singing voice so that he could use it to lift his family out of poverty. And, of course, the devil gave him that. But, of course, as we know in real life, he eventually condemned Junie to the demon world. Now, Rumi and Junie find common ground in their shame, and they unite to sabotage the boy band. And this brings about a victory for the demon hunters. Now, even Christian reviewers are seeing Rumi's gradual acceptance of the truth of who she is, a demon, as a this is it, and this is a quote from the review, a positive reminder for kids and adults alike that the only way to escape shame is to expose the flaws or failures we've been hiding, and that these faults need not define who we are. This is how they're explaining that. Now, basic flaw that I see in that reasoning, and it makes that position completely untenable, is that being a demon, even a half-demon, is not a fault. It's a state of being. And reducing the demonic to a fault is a gross misrepresentation of the truth. Mm-hmm. Another argument waged in favor of this film is about this very the soundtrack for it is very popular as well. And the most popular song is Your Idol, which is sung by the demonic band. And people are saying, it's an okay song because in the context of the film, audiences see this band as villainous and all that sort of thing. But let me tell you what the opening lines of this song are. It starts with Catholic phraseology, pray for me now, pray for me now. And at the end of each verse of pray for me now, there's a Latin verse. And when you translate the Latin phrase at the end of each of those verses, it says, a day of wrath that day, you will be burned to ashes. You will be cursed forever in eternal flames. Other phrases in the song are keeping you obsessed. I am the only one who will love your sins. Yeah, you gave me your heart. Now I'm here for your soul. Watch me set your world on fire. You can't look away. No one is coming to save you.
Mm.
Do you really want your kids singing this song in a schoolyard? Really? Now, one mother wrote in on Facebook. She's one of the few who was against this film. And she said, and I love the way she phrases, she says, her children don't need to be exposed to secular demonic foolishness repackaged with glitter and unicorns to get a good life lesson. It's a cop-out. It's carefully curated to introduce young minds to the occult, period.
That's right.
And people don't understand this, John, because this is how Satan does things. He mixes right. in just enough truth for you to think, oh, this is fine. Look at all the moral lessons that we're learning here. Why do we need to learn ethics from demons?
Exactly.
Who came up with this idea? I mean, it's like, it's
well,
awful.
And you know, the fact that the one character is half demon and half not demon, total impossibility. If you're possessed, you're possessed. You know, so what this does is it paints that capacity for evil and good to coexist together. And evil and good cannot coexist together. One is going to win out in the end. And so the fact of the matter is we want good to triumph, but we don't even introduce evil if we want good to triumph. So, you know, none of this makes any sense. And I have to agree with your statement there, Sue, the mother's statement, that this is curating our children. It's a way of grooming them. We're planting ideas into their little heads. And this is not fantasy. Just because it's animated doesn't make it fantasy. And even in that, you know, the fantasy that we know of old, and you and I have talked about this probably not recently, but we have in the past on the air many times, you know, the fantasy of the past, that the stories that include, you know, witches and things of this nature, it's always, always good that triumphs. It's always a protagonist antagonist. You always know who the bad guy is. You always know who the good guy is. And the good guy always wins. And you can go back and you can look at any one of the traditional fairy tales and see that that is the truth, because in essence, what are they? In essence, they are the salvation story. That is exactly what good fantasy is always about. It's not this mixing together of good and bad in some kind of a big old cauldron to pull out something that doesn't exist. That is not good fantasy. It's not good literature. This is, you know, the whole angst that you and I have with Harry Potter and similar kinds of novels that young people are consuming. And now this, of course, this portrayal K-pop demon hunters, or just
K-pop demon hunters.
Yeah, you know, it's just another iteration of this same kind of a thing. I want to go, Marie. I want you to hold for a moment. I'd like to go to Gabriella for this moment. I know that she's calling in on this topic, and if we can get her on the air, I'd appreciate that. So here's Gabriella with us. Gabriella is listening to us via Domestic Church Media there in New Jersey. So happy about that. How are you, Gabriella?
Hello,
you're on the air, dear.
Oh, hi. So I was calling about the K-pop demon hunters. I know Sue has done a blog about that.
Yes.
So my question would be, and if she could speak light about this, even priests are talking about this in a positive light. I just saw a post on, I think it was Catholic Latte, and he was talking about one of the song lyrics where the half-demon girl was saying, in her brokenness, darkness and harmony are together. I'm not quoting it exactly, but I just feel like there's so much confusion, and people are not acknowledging, like, this is demon talk. It's just very frustrating to me.
Yes. Yes. It is frustrating, Gabriella. Thank you for calling in, by the way. And you were the one who alerted me to this and said, hey, Sue, what do you know about this K-pop demon hunters? And I didn't know anything about it. And so I went and looked it up, and I thought, oh, this is a blog. She helped me out, Gabriella, helped me out by sending me some information on it. And that it is frustrating that we have some priests that are saying that. But after the break, we'll talk about some priests who are not saying that and are warning about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and when we consider the whole milieu of our society today, that people are not well catechized for the most part, that there is this constant barrage of this these ideologies in the public square. We need that strong hand of truth to guide and lead us. And that's got to come through our leaders who within our church happen to be our parish priests. More to come on the other side of the break with Sue Brinkman. Today is Wacky Wednesday. We're inviting you to join us. We've got a couple of lines open, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having that holy conversation with you. Coming right back. Stay tuned.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. I am here with Sue Brinkman today. It's Wacky Wednesday. We talk about some of the strange things that we see happening in our culture today. It's very important for us to know truth, to be able to separate that truth from the lie and to separate the light from the darkness. We strive to do that here every Wednesday right here on Women of Grace Live. We invite you to join us in our conversation today. Ask your question or make a comment. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the toll-free number for you right here in North America. I invite you to pick up the phone. Give us a call. Aroo. We'll get you on the air. We'll chit-chat today. In addition to that, we're available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply use the chat feature there. Put in your question or comment. Do tell us who you are and where you are. If you're not listening via social media, tell us that too. We'll get it retrieved and we'll get it up on the board. We've got some out there now and we'll get to them. In addition to that, I want to let you know that you can text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. That is the way that you can send us a text message. Do know that message and data rates may apply if you use that option. We've got Pedro Quiles doing the retrieving, Matthew Gabensky on the phones, and we've got the lovely, wonderful, and unrepeatable daughter of the Most High God, Vanessa Sanchez, in studio with us right now. Do want to let you know that, I mean, you know, Advent is coming. I know it seems like it's early, but that we're talking about it, but it's going to be here in a heartbeat. You know that to be the case. And what follows Advent? Christmas. So why not, you know, just kind of spend it with Mother Angelica? You know, Mother, what a great teacher she was. You talk about homespun wisdom given to you that is easy and palatable to receive, but oh boy, when you unpack it, Does it have great depth? And we have just all kinds of ways in which you can spend Christmas with Mother Angelica and know that regardless of whatever pain or burden that you're carrying right at this moment, Mother invites you to discover the lasting peace and happiness found in the child who is coming and offers you a way to add straw to his manger. And this is all going to be contained for you in a new item that's coming out through EWTN Publishing. It's a bunch of meditations. They're drawn from the finest episodes of Mother's television show in which she offers us just great advice on how to set Christ at the vibrant center of our holiday celebrations. And boy, do we need to do that. She even shares with us real life experiences as a child. As you know, Mother came from a broken home. Her mother struggled to make ends meet, and Mother helps us to unveil the true meaning of Christmas. So we invite you to take advantage of that opportunity coming up. It is Advent and Christmas with Mother Angelica. That's what you're looking for. Just get out to EWTNRC.com. That is the website of EWTN's religious catalog, EWTNRC.com. Put into the search up there, Advent and Christmas with Mother Angelica, and boom, it's going to come up. You'll be able to purchase it. And I'll tell you what, it would make a lovely gift too. So all kinds of good things available for you there. Well, Sue, let's get back to our callers because we've got people calling in. We've got people out there that have that are texting us and sending us messages. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us. Do leave a question or comment for us at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page. If you're a first-time caller, first-time submitter, I sure do want to know. There's my little bell. I ring that for you for your debut. So please do let us know that. Let's get to Marie. I want to get to Marie, but before we actually pull Marie on the air here, finish up with us. Gabriella was distraught that, you know, a priest that apparently she is familiar with is saying that the K-pop demon hunters are okay. Why do we find it necessary to try to find something redeeming when something is so obviously just, you know, on the other side of light?
Well, because, you know, it's hard to buck the tide is what I say about that. It's very hard. And when something is this popular, look what was going on during Harry Potter.
Yes.
You know, people were afraid to say anything against.
Whoop, Sue, are you there?
Hello?
Whoop. Oh, there. I'm Sue, here. Are you there? Oh, okay. You skipped out there for half a second. Go ahead. You were saying
Right. Yeah, they would go after you. I can't begin to tell you the level of vitriol in the mail that I would get from people because I was against Harry Potter. Now, of course, we all see what happened.
I don't know why. Yeah, you're back on the air there. It's skipping out on us. So, you know, we're just going to ask St. Michael the Archangel to take over those connections that bring you to us. So I just think it's a little bit of, you know, we have to look at that and say, oh, wow, this could be some spiritual warfare because of the topic. Go ahead.
Right. So anyway, we have to first pray for our priests because one of the other issues with them is that they don't, not all of them are well-versed in this.
Yes.
Because it really hasn't been taught, but now it is being taught in our seminaries and that, and much more emphasis is being placed on it for formation of priests. But there are some that give us some good advice about this. And one of them I found was on the Ask a Priest Live podcast. It was Father Paul Bourne of the Archdiocese of Boston. And he gave a series of questions that parents can use to determine whether or not a film belongs in their house. And it's not just about K-pop demon hunters, about any questionable film. And I think they're very good. And these are some of the questions. Is the movie portraying anything positive about occult activity? Is it making light of occult activity? Is it attributing power to fight demons with powers that are not holy? And of course, in this case, in K-pop, it was using Korean shamanism. Is it leading those who know the faith away from the faith? Or those who do not know the faith into error because it doesn't promote the absolute good versus absolute evil or does not tend in the direction of showing people the truth of the gospel. And the last question he says, is it using symbology and the like that can be tantalizing for someone who is uninitiated to begin playing with demonic powers? Now you take those questions and you apply them to this movie and they flunk. You get an F here. Every single of these questions is, it does all these different things. And it's something that I think parents need to think long and hard of. And yes. You need to make your own decision and pray about it with the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to guide you in it. And or the other thing you can do, and psychologists will promote this to a certain extent, is say, yeah, you can watch the movie, but you have to watch it with me. And then you sit there and you show them what's wrong with it.
Yes.
And I know a developmental psychologist once told me that you then give them a Catholic lens. That's how you teach them how to see the world through a Catholic lens, mm-hmm. by applying your faith to what is being distorted out there and say, now this is the truth. There's no such thing as a half demon or yes. somebody who falls from grace is never going to be able to be redeemed. That's not what happens to devils. They've already made their choice.
They're eternally
gone. So, it could be a great teaching moment for you, but don't try to make it look like something good for them.
Right. Well, you know, I would add one little word to, I think it was the third one in Father's list there that had to do, you know, can this lead the uninitiated in a given direction? Mm-hmm. I would put, does it have the potential? You know, because I think the potential for distortion is always something that we have to be aware of, you know, and I think when it comes to these topics, because we've seen so much, so you and I are purists on this, you know, I don't like wiggle room on this topic at all, because the evil one, all he's looking for is one chink in the armor, you know, he just wants a wee toe hold, and then he has a foothold, and then he's completely there shortly after that. Let's go to Marie. Marie is a first time caller in New York, and I want to ring the bell for Marie. I'm so happy you're with us, Marie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well. Very well. So share with us.
Well, I decided to call. I've been trying to call other times, but I could never get through. But this topic has really gotten to me. I was born with a generational curse, and I right now have going through exorcisms. My husband, I never knew it. I just found out recently, was seeing shadows in the house, and he was an alcoholic. And I mean, I've seen shadows all the time. I've been born with the paranormal things happening since I was a baby. And I've been praying so hard now, getting the exorcisms done. And every day I do the rosary and so many hours of prayers. And I got something like shoving the bed at night, my little puppy's growling. But I want to warn people, too. A lot of the songs you listen to, you know, they do have messages in them. A lot of the movies you watch, you know, even though they seem harmless, like I think the priest told me the movie Charm, they did do some witchcraft things in the beginning. Yoga is no good because you're praising the Hindu goddess, I was told.
That's right.
You know, there's so much, but I got rid of all, like my dream catchers, all kinds of stuff, because the priest told me no. And I've been working so hard, because watching my husband die has like really killed me inside. And before he died, though, it was 2 months before that, I was praying so hard to God, because I knew something was wrong. I knew there was something there. You know, I knew it all the whole time, but I just felt it so strong at times, because my husband would be really nice. And then all of a sudden he was like a different person. He'd be shoving me around. And then 5 minutes later, honey, what do you want for dinner? And it was just so weird, everything. And now I'm going through it so bad. And the more I pray, the worse, you know, like this thing is biting me, but I'm going to keep praying because I want God in my life. And I was stupid. Dear. When I was younger, because I'd do the ghost hunts, I'd watch all the scary movies, I was into heavy metal, drugs, the drinking, you know, and it was not right. You know? But well, I want parents to know, you got to let your children know, like, a lot of these movies, a lot of these songs, you know, even these ghost hunts are horrible. You can't... Yes. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be playing with any of this stuff.
No, and this is the problem, Marie. People think that this is so innocent, but, you know, God is there for you, darling. And I am so happy mm-hmm. that you are reaching out to the remedies that the church offers, and exorcism certainly is one of them. And we know that a priest doesn't just willy-nilly make the decision that someone needs this very, very special rite of the church, but there is a lot of careful evaluation that goes on before that to determine if there's anything else that could be causing the problems, you know, any kind of mental illness, for example, or imbalance in diet or whatever the cases are. And when they determine that this is what it is, it's because they've carefully eliminated other potential sources for it. And what we do know is that it does take patience. We know that sometimes it takes a long time, but God is always there and he is going to deliver you and you are going to experience that release. And I am so glad that you are cooperating with the priest, cooperating with the rite itself, but also reinforcing it through your own desire of heart for God and your own life of prayer. And we know that the rosary is such a profoundly strong weapon of spiritual warfare. Our Lady is there with you, and she will smite the head of the serpent that is seeking to in some way encumber you or destroy you. And I just want to, you know, just lift up a little prayer, and let's just turn to Our Lady now. And I think the perfect prayer to pray at this moment is the Hail Mary. And so we do pray this for you, Marie, right now, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for Maria now, and pray for her also, Mother, at the hour of her death. Amen. Mary, help of Christians, pray for us. Mary, the woman who smites the head of the serpent, crush the serpents assailing her. We offer you this prayer, Father, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Marie, thank you for your testimony. I think that, you know, these kinds of personal witnesses, Sue, underscore
yes.
what it is that we try to accomplish every Wednesday, but nothing does it quite like a personal testimony. So Marie, you have offered a great act of charity and love, truly a corporal and spiritual work mm-hmm. of mercy today. So thank you.
Absolutely. And I just was thinking as she was talking, I thought, wow, is the Lord going to use her?
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be a powerful force in warning people away from this. What did that woman from in the Facebook comment call it? The unicorn, you know, glitter and all that of satanic things that are being presented to our children
right.
in the entertainment industry and in their music
right.
and that sort of thing. And you're going to be a powerful force to say, don't fall for it.
Because
this
right.
is how he does things. You know, he's not going to run around out there with a red flag and say, hey, look at me, I'm Satan. I'm here to curse you to hell. You know,
that's
he's not
right.
going to do that.
You know,
he's going to run out there and say, look at the good I can do.
Yeah. And remember what C.S. Lewis said. He said, you know, there are two errors that we can fall into with regard to Satan. The one error is to think that he doesn't exist. And the other error is to think that he's stronger than God. And so, you know, when we think about this reality, we know that evil exists. We know that. And Marie is giving testimony to that. But we don't want to fall into this absolute fear of him because he's not stronger than God. And we have to realize that. And we don't want to fall into despair, which is also a tactic of the evil one, nor presumption, which is another tactic of the evil one. Oh, I can do this because I understand these things, so this isn't really going to affect me. That's presumption. There's no safe level of involvement with these things. So we don't want to fall into either one of those two areas of sinning, right? We want to realize that God is the one who is all powerful, not the evil one, but that the evil one does have power. And we do well to stay away from those things that we know are specifically detrimental to our life in our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's get to Eloise. Eloise is out there in Medina, Ohio today. First time caller, ringing my bell for Eloise. How are you, Eloise?
Hi, I'm great, Donette. How are you?
Good, good, good. Did you hear your bell?
I did. Okay. That's exciting. Well, a couple of things. I just want to comment on the call about, you know, the Harry Potter and the new show with Hunting the Demons. And but before that, real quick, I agree with the caller about grandchildren. And I was just reading in the Catechism, and it quotes Proverbs 17:6, that grandchildren are the crown of the aged. So very mm-hmm. true, very true. They bring joy. But anyhow, back to the shows and whatnot, I just want to comment, you know, I did a formation year to my guardian angel and made my consecration to my guardian angel through opusangelorum.org, which is recognized by the church, the Catholic Church. And now I'm in formation year to the Holy Angels, which is a two-year formation. Anyhow, I just read, you know, the good angels work in the good angels work in either black, it's either black or white, yes or no, good or bad. There's no in between. Mm-hmm. And they're going to mm-hmm. guide you in either direction. The bad angels like to work in the gray area, which makes you question yes. and doubt. And so what I do if I feel myself going that way, I just get out of that gray area and go with my initial, I shouldn't do this, or I shouldn't watch this, or yes, this is good. This is good. I should do this. I should go here. I should, you know, whatever. Yeah. And you know, I just want to offer that up. And
you know, Eloise, I think that's excellent advice, and I really thank you mm-hmm. for pointing that out. And I want to say this: you can never err by saying no if the area is gray, you know. But you can err greatly if the area is gray and you say yes. So I think, you know, just using that guideline that you've given to us about the way in which the angels operate is very, very helpful. Don't you agree, Sue?
Oh, absolutely. I do. I love the angels. I was born on the Feast of Our Lady, Queen of Angels, and I've been besotted with angels since I was like 4 years old. yes, he's so powerful. I call him my celestial bodyguard. That's who he is, and turn to him all the time and ask him for help with all kinds of things, and just to keep him in your life. And I'm so grateful that you called in about that, about the angels, especially at this time. Yes. What a great thing to do is to introduce our children to the good angels and let them see the power of these angels. Yep. They're not these garden fairies that you hear about in the New Age. These are powerful beings, and young children are very impressed when they read the truth about the angels. And I'm thinking yes. about Father Pascal Parente's book, Church Teaching on the Angels. Very simple to remember. Church Teaching on the Angels tells you how they move, how they communicate with each other, their strength, their intelligence. Boy, when you get into really learning about angels, it just blows you away. Do you think, God gave me one of them? He gave me one of them?
We all have
like,
one.
Wow. You know? Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. I want to get to Sandy on YouTube really fast. And she says, talking about dream catchers, I have two of them and they kind of work for me. They truly take out the bad dreams. Also have two crosses in my room, which may give them more power. Sandy, get rid of those dream catchers. This is all delusionary. And this is exactly what the evil one does. And the cross, you know, if those crosses are blessed, you're being protected because of those crosses. Those dream catchers are doing nothing good for you. So get rid of them. I want to quickly, if we can, get to Mark out there in New Orleans, Louisiana. Eloise, thank you so much for your call. He's listening to us via Alexa, and Eloise was calling us and listening to us via The Rock. Okay, Mark, go for it real fast.
Hey, Jeanette, I appreciate what you do, and it's obvious that I'm not a lady.
That is very, very true. We've just got a couple of minutes here, Mark, so I wanted to give you a minute or so. So quickly, share with us if you can.
Okay, real quick. The previous mention of a movie and how just a little bit of the supernatural on the evil side mixed with the good can be totally bad, or maybe I think maybe in some lives it may fool us to think it's okay.
Yes.
I've been having that in my house ever since Harry Potter came out. My wife's in academia. She reads a book a day. She loves Harry Potter. They talk Harry Potter. Harry Potter this, Harry Potter that.
And it's not led to anything good. So again, another testimony, Sue, proving what you and I talk about here. Friends, we certainly want for you to pay attention to these testimonies. These people are not kidding and they're not lying. So, hey, Sue, I'm going to let you go. There's a question here. Or Michael on YouTube, please pray for Lane, daughter of Jen Fulweiler, a comic who I follow. She has brain cancer. She is only 19. We know Jen Fulweiler. I've interviewed her, and we will be praying for her daughter. I wish I could have prayed on the air. Maybe tomorrow I can do that. Hey, Sue, it's been great. Thank you so much. I love you so much.
I love you, too. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. God bless all of you. Bye-bye now.